started a Torah Manchter Chof Teves Tavshna and Tess Rim Leuch Badir.
Stop. Ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisrael aboy mitzvaymo eis Yaakov ishu v'esei bohu. I've been asked to speak a bit on the Sedra, a few divrei Torah. So we'll try and say some interesting things on the parasha. In parashas Bereishis, we have a pasuk. Zeh sefer toldos Adam. Zeh sefer toldos Adam. And Rashi says sefer doesn't mean sefer. Siras. This is the telling us the story of all the people. The Ramban says Zeh sefer toldos Adam is this is the sefer of Kol Ha'adam, the whole world. And then Shmois is a new sefer. The B'Shem the Gaon, they say, Zeh sefer toldos Adam, Bereishis is a sefer of the whole world. Ve'ele Shmois, this belongs to B'nei Yisrael only. We are now starting the Chumash, which is focused on us, B'nei Yisrael. Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael. The Ramban himself says, in the Sefer Ve'ele Shmois, beginning of Ve'ele Shmois, he says, till now, we've been talking about the Ovis. We're now going to talk about the Bonim. Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael, we already know Masa Ovis Simon Lebonim. So till Vayechi was the Ovis. Now starts the Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, a new Sefer. This Sefer is now what the Simon Lebonim was. There's no that Rav Shach used to say when he finished Vayechi, he was a bit saddened. Ah, Ashot, from Geit HaRois, from the Ovis. We're going to finish the Chumash of the Ovis. Not that we understand the Ovis, but you know, you always have a longing for the Ovis. Oh, but now we're starting on the Simon Lebonim. Interesting, when you learn that way, then we find Yosef's Petira, Yosef HaTzadik, is mentioned twice. Yosef seems to have died twice. Vayomos Yosef ben Meir ve'eser shonim in Parashas Vayechi, and Vayomos Yosef v'chol echo v'chol adorahu. But as we know, without understanding it at all, but we know the Mechiras Yosef was because the brothers didn't know who Yosef was. Yosef HaTzadik, you know, you mentioned in Nishpizen, you've got Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Yosef is the only one of the Ishpizen, only one of the Shvatim who becomes an Ishpizer. He was greater than all the other Shvatim. He nearly made it to the Ovis. They explain that because of Maisa Petifa, although he won, but Alpha Piken, he didn't manage to get to Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was 108 years old and he was learning with Yosef who was 17. There was the 91 years, and the Ramban says that he gave over all he learned from Shem Ve'eva. Agud Chavrusa, Yosef was kimat on par, kimat equal with Yaakov Avinu. They say that Yaakov Avinu is, Begimatria 182 is Yaakov. That's seven times Shem Havaya, seven is the highest possible. Same, seven times 26. Yosef nearly made it. Six times 26 is 156 is the Gematria Yosef. So Yosef was hovering between the Ovis and the Toldos, between the Masa Ovis and the Simon Lebonim. So he's mentioned in Vayechi and he's mentioned also in Parashat Shmois. We find that in Agodah Shel Pesach we say, Achad Oso Kechvayo, the 11 stars. And then the next one is Shnemoso Shivtayo, the 12 Shvatim. The answer is, yes, he's 12 Shvatim. He was one of the Shvatim. But the Achad Oso Kechvayo, he was above the Kechovim, Mishtachavim Li. Must tell you, Agav Dig, we know that Levi, Shevet Levi, is Levian, that went over to the Shevet Levi. Yeah, but then we have Yehuda as well, Malchus, Achrayus, we find right through Bereishis by Chi, Yehuda, is Malchus, that goes over as well. Yosef, much as Yaakov gave him the Bechoyro and Ephraim and Menashe, but once we start Parshas Shmois, Chumash Shmois, we do not find any mention of Yosef at all. Because Yosef himself was Yosef Tzadik, or Yosef was a Tzadik. Tzidkus doesn't go over. Tzidkus, you can't say my father was a Tzadik, so I'm a Tzadik. Or Faket, my father's not a Tzadik, so how can I be a Tzadik? Yosef was a Tzadik, Ephraim and Asher, Gewaldik. But later on we don't find any Tzidkus more in the Shevet Yosef than in the other Shvot. We find this inyan of Shmois, Chumash Shmois. You know, we always talk about the Chumoshim. So everybody knows Bereishis is, as we just said, Masa Ovis, Vayikor, Korbonus, Bamidbos, the Nisim that happened in the Midbar, Devorim is Mishneh Torah. Shmois seems to be the only one which is like in the middle of the story. You know, they call it in English, you call it Exodus, Yitzeis Mitzrayim. So Shmois is Sefer Yitzeis Mitzrayim. You know, if you have a Sefer, a book, Lahavdil, then you have a story. Shmois is a story which starts Ve'eli Shmois ben Yisrael Aboi Mitzrayim and finishes off with the Mishkan. So we're in the middle of nowhere. It's the end. Chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek, and that's it. So it should be a chosh joined with Vayiko. V'yikumtas. Dr. Ramban asked the kash. Dr. Ramban, the Shmois is a self-contained sefer. Why? Because Shmois, they came goylim. They came into Golos. The first Golos, Golos Mitzrayim. When is the end of the Golos? When is the end of the Golos Mitzrayim? You'd imagine when he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, yeah? B'shem Rav Shimon Shofel Hirsch, they say that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael in Parshas Kisovoi, Hayoim hazeh niyei solom, you've now become a nation. You've become a nation. When did he say that? Just a few yards before Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu never got to Eretz Yisrael. What he should have said, L'chayre, would be, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm leaving you now, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place where the Torah was, as Ramban many times says in the Torah, Eretz Yisrael is where the Torah can be mekayim b'milua, it's amur d'gusach, and you'll be going to become a nation in Eretz Yisrael. So everything today, you know, everybody knows, today everything's Israel today, and Israel. Avadet, this is Klal Yisrael. Zot Rav Shem Shofal Hirsch, you got it all wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayoim hazeni yesolom, you've now been mekabel the Torah. Hayoim hazeni yesolom, you've become a nation. Eretz Yisrael is a big plus. Avada, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokeich Derech Yisrael. Avada. Aber the yesolom, that is back to the godless of the others, that's with Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban, if you look in Parshas Pekudei, what does it say in Parshas Pekudei? In Parshas Pekudei it says that the Mishkan was built. And what happened? And they had the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah, and everybody remembers the Rashi at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, that Revayal Elikim Me'al Avram, the Ovis, Rashi says, are the Merkava to the Shekhinah. The Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov brought the Shekhinah Kviyochel from, I don't know what I'm talking about, but never mind, you know, I'm just telling you over what Rashi says. He brought the Shekhinah down from up upon high to Olam Hazeh. When they died, when they came to Vayechi, Avram Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, but the Shekhinah went back, Kviyochel, back to Shamayim. Our job, till Mashiach comes, is to bring the Shekhinah back here. So the Ramban, so when they came to the Golos, Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael, that's it, we are in Golos, Eis Yaakov, it's not even Yisrael, Tzasov B'nei Yisrael, Ramban says in Parshas Vayigash, that the Rebbeinu Shleim told the Yaakov Avinu, I'm afraid at the moment you're going to be Yaakov only. And Bifrat when Yaakov Avinu died, Ois Shekhinah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes along, gives them the Torah, and then we build a Mishkan, and the Mishkan brings the Shekhinah back. You could any time go along and see the cloud over. That was the Shekhinah. And they felt the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was there. It's the closest ever that Klal Yisrael were with Rabbeinu Shlomo. Ki anan Hashem, the last pasuk in Pekude, ki anan Hashem, al hamishkan yoimam ve'ish tiyeh laylo boi le'inichol beis Yisrael v'chol maseyem, says the Ramban, that's the climax. That is the climax of the Shekhinah. That is that we got the Shekhinah back. End of the Chumash, because Chumash is Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're now back to the Shekhinah again, we're back to the Milus of the Ovis. So the Chumash of Bereishi, of Shmois, says Ramban is called, and as he calls it in Parash Bekudei, Sefer HaGeula. So I think the ones who call it Exodus, very nice name, Exodus, Abudos is just a story, that's chapter 1. I'll be, you've missed the point. The point is not Exodus. The point is Shekhinah. And Shmois was a procedure that once we lost the Ovis, but then we're turning back the Shekhinah. Okay, let me tell you something interesting, Lahalocha now. You know, today's Rambam Jotzeit. Chof Tevis, Rambam Jotzeit. Now, the Rambam Zarishon, as we know, we have a Perush and Chumash. We're very lucky. We have a Perush of Chumash, not only from the Rishonim, Rashi, Ramban, and you hear the Rambam. We have a Perush from Tanoim, we have Midrashim, we have Mechilta, we have Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, and we have a Perush at the side of the Chumash called Unkelus. Unkelus was a Ger, Shaila, if he's a Tano or not, he was in the time of the Tanoim, says Tanya Unkelus a Ger Oimer, whether he's a Tan, I don't know, but he is definitely a Talmud of Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua. So when you do Ma'avah Sedra, you're hearing a shiur from Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua and Chumash. Not bad. I think we would all crowd in to go to a shiur from Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua and Chumash. I don't want to be ma'arich now on certain things in Targum which are very peladic, of if you know that they go to the shit of Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, you know where he gets it from. So let's learn a Parshat Pasuk Chumash. And you'll think it's a pleasant, quiet little thing, and the Ramban is very marich, and through that comes a gewaltige Shaila Lahalocha, and you'll hear about it. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know what the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's a peladike zach, because what do you mean the name? Why? Because that way the Yidden will believe me. Alright, we're not going to be marich now, the Ramban says a lot of pikabola here, and also, he explains what the shame is, what's the point of the shame is. But one of the shame is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, shteit hazoi. V'omru li ma'ashmoi mo'oimar aleihem. What should I tell them? V'yoyim elekim al Moshe. Now, I'm going to say something now which perhaps will sound a bit strange to you, but you'll soon hear why I'm saying it. V'yoyim elekim al Moshe eke ashe eke. Very unusual words. I must tell you, I brought a machzi here for Rosh Hashanah. Because, well, the tefillah will know that, of course. But you know, I think this name, which is one of Kodesh Baruch Hu's names, which we'll soon talk about, is, I think, only mentioned once in the whole of the year. We always talk about Hashem, Elikim, and then Ka, and Rika, and Shakai, and Svokois, all these names. The only time I think is in Hineni Ha'oni, which maybe some of you can't even hear it at all, but the certain Chazonim say it loud. And they say, V'hirotzim b'fanecha Hashem Elikei Avraham Elikei Yitzhak Velikei Yaakov, Hokei l'hagodoi l'agiba v'amir hokei l'elyon, Eke Ashe Eke. I think it's the only time mentioned. And this is, we're asking that all the malachim, poile tefillah, should help the tefillah be matzliach. Eke ashe eke. Why am I talking about this? I'll tell you why. When you say Targum, first, what does it mean? What does eke mean? So Rashi says, I will be with them in all tzoros, and I'll help them. Ramban says, it's a kind of loshon, hoyo hoyo v'yiyeh. Eke, I am. The bench will never stopped. Never started? We don't understand that, but that's what it is. That's Eke. Zogt Rambam, and Bemis is Shaila how to be Goyrus. But in our, I want you to listen to Targum Unkelus. When you say the Ma'avah Sedra, it takes you about 10 seconds. And little do you know that you're passing a Rambam, a Shulchan Aruch, a Gaon, and a whole Gemara. Va'amar Hashem leMoshe, Eke Ashe Eke. Unusual. Targum should be really a hey, I will be, D, a hey. And so that's the Targum. He doesn't translate it. He treats it Eke Asher Eke. What's Eke Asher Eke? Eke Asher Eke, that's just saying the words. Weiss Dois from the Targum that it's a name. Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, the Targum is Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. Eke Asher Eke, says the Targum Unkelus, and don't forget we said that's Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua Shitta, is Eke Asher Eke, that's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he carries on. You look up in the Rambam says there are seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which you're not allowed to be moichik. If there's a mistake, you have to take it out. You can't repair it. You're not allowed to be moichik Shem Hashem. Yud Kevovke, Ka, Elikim, Shakai, Tzvokois. You notice that we say that, Shakai, we don't say the with the Dalet. Tzvokois, we don't say with the Aleph, because it's one of the Shemus, Sheinon, and Chokin. It's one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names. Even G-O-D, which people say very easily, oh, thank G-O-D, because it's a translation of one of the Shemus. And if so, you have to write G-D. And you can't say it. You say the Lord, not say G-O-D. What about Eke? Is that a shame? Is it not a shame? Says the Ramban, depends. It depends how you translate it. If you translate it, and he seemed to have a gilse in the Targum Unkelus, and so did the Ramban, seemed to have a gilse, hey, Eke is not the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is one of his hanhogas, how he behaves to us, how he shows himself to us. But it's not a name. On the other hand, we have the gilse, Eke Asher Eke. So therefore it is a name. If it's a name, therefore it's not Nimchak. And in Shulchan Aruch, we have a Shaila. Are you allowed to rabbi that? Nafkemina will be, you find a bit of Shemus, and you have to be going as it. Yeah, and not just not to put it in a place where it's not their chesed, but you have to mamish be going as it. And be careful that it shouldn't chas v'sholem be rubbed out. Eke Asher Eke. And I'll go a bit further even. And as Oshtek and Gorn there, the Bi'agro there says that the Yesh Oimrim that the Shulchan Aruch says that Eke Asher Eke is also a shame, says the Vilna Gorn, that's the Ikeshita. Because the Ramban here, and the Rambam seems to have been Goyrus in the Targum, not Eke Asher Eke. Therefore, it's not a shame. But the Gorn says no. If you look in the Targum Unkelus and other Targumim, and that means Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, Eke Asher Eke is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the Asher? So if you're writing Eke, if you see Eke Asher Eke, you'll say Asher. What's Asher? Asher is part of the name. V'horaya, the Targum says Eke Asher Eke. So therefore the Asher is also part of the name. You're not going to rub out the Asher. How from a fellow? And as ich der Rupke bringt, Rav Rudemann brings it in Sefer Pnini, Mishuchan Gavai, Rav Rudemann brings it from Rabbi Leza, Rabinovich, the Rav of Minsk. He says, you mustn't rub out the word Asher. It's poshet. You can't. So when I say Eke, Asher, Eke, then I'm saying, I'm not saying Shem Hashem, because I'm saying Asher. But you know, like we say Elikim, and Shakai, and Hashem, you have to say Eke. So it's not just a poshet, and the Gaon seems to hold that. See, it's a little bit of Ma'av Yisrael, we just did this now. So it's our time, Rabbi Lezer, be sure. Yeah. I must tell you that talking about... carry on for hours and hours here about the I won't, don't worry. I carry on the Indian of saying once a tefillah, just once. Ooh, there's another phrase in davening that we only say once a year. Well, it's a few times a year, but it's once only, and that is Shivte Yishuvan. Shivte Yishuvan, we don't say. Where do you say Shivte Yishuvan? In the morning you say Kosas Shema Yisrael Yishuvan, but Shivte Yishuvan. In Yom Kippur we mention Ki Atos Solchan Li Yisrael Umochan Shivte Yishuvan. Very unusual, that Shivte Yishuvan. Now I must tell you, if I was saying this, you'd throw things at me, but I'm going to tell you now what Rabbi Moshe Chochma says, and what the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld say. Shivtei Yeshurun, he says, is kipshutoi. It means the Shvatim. You know, Yom HaKippurim is called Yom HaKippurim. Not Yom Kippur, we call it Yom Kippur. But it's called Yom HaKippurim, you know that. Why is it called Yom HaKippurim? Because it's a Kapora L'chaim V'lemesim. We put a light on, a Yorkside light. It's not just to remember the person, and you know, that everybody piles in for Yizkah. It's not just that. It's more than that. It's a Kapora for them. A kapora means that our parents may have failed a little bit in our own chinuch, and by the way, it doesn't mean their parents. I mean, we are also parents, and therefore we fail in our own children's chinuch. We need a kapora forever and ever, including the shivtei kol moira digazach. The shvatim need a kapora for what they sold Yosef. Was a moira digachet. I always feel very amused when I think that ich daven shivtei yishon. I'm davening shivtei yishon a kapora for the shvatim. You know, little me is davening for the shvatim. I was kenechton. Chazal tell us shivtei yishon, and we daven for them. And the Meshech Chochma says beautifully. He says there are two averes, which are like the two headings of averes. So Benodon Mokim, Benodon Lachaveru. Benodon Mokim was the Egel. Benodon Lachaveru was the Mechiras Yosef. He says that's why the Kohen Gadol wouldn't go into Kodesh Kodeshim with the Choshen, because the Choshen got the Shvatim on it. The Shvatim will be Moer the Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef, therefore you won't get a kapora for Benodon Lachaveru. Pachad. So we say, Wachol on the Shivtei Yishun, every year there's an extra shtickle kapora for the averes of Benom Lachaveri. And I want to add on, Ki atoson chon li Yisroel. Yisroel means Klal Yisroel, then at Egel, like we are saying that Rabbein Shlem, every year we go a notch up in kapora for the Egel, and a notch up in kapora for Mechiras Yosef. Right. We go on to something else. He asked, what are the Shvatim, the order of the Shvatim? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Very good. I must tell you, it's a little amusing anecdote. When my youngest son was 8 years old, he said something which I was very pleased, because I was learning Yevamos in Dafayemi. And the Gemara was giving him an example of 8 brothers. You needed a whole cheshbon, 8 brothers. So the Gemara says, Yavuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Gad, Asher. As I stated in the Gemara in Yevamos. And I had it shver, you know, it was a Shabbos afternoon. I had shver, you know, the next two were Dan, Naphtali, not Gad and Asher. And it bothered me. I remember going all over the place to look for the cat, and nobody asked the cash. And I mentioned it to my, I think he was 8 years old then. So he said, maybe the Gemara mentions all Leos. See, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Gad, Asher. Oh, Gad, Asher were from Zilpah, so that's all from the Leah. Very good. Right. But everybody knows the order. Ganz Poshet. Of course, you ask the order of the people. I don't want to ask anybody here. But you ask the order. Of course, the order of the Shvatim is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Then goes Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Then Yisachar, Zvulun, as we know. And then comes Yosef Binyamin. Very good. This week, Sedra, we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Ubinyamin, because we want to separate Yosef. And then Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Right, open up a Divrei Yomim. Eile B'nei Yisrael. Names of the B'nei Yisrael. Right, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Okay, although they were younger, but they were the B'nei Leah. And then it's got Don, Yosef, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Don, Yosef, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Don before Yosef. Why is Don before Yosef? If the Kash is asked by the Medrash, in Parshas Vayetzei, the Gaon in Divrei Yomim brings this Medrash, and he says that who caused Yosef to be born? Yeah, Rachel gave Bilhah to Yaakov Avinu, and that caused Yosef said, Donani Elikim, Donani Vichivani Vizikani, and she gave her the Shifcha to Yaakov Avinu, and that was the reason why she was Zoicha to Yosef. So Don caused Yosef to be born, so he's mentioned before him. Don, Yosef, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. You think about it, it's not Don, it's Rachel. But let me tell you a couple of interesting things. This week we have the Ish Mitzri Hitzilon Miyad Oroim. Ish Mitzri, Hitzilon Miyad Oroim. We know the story with Yaakov, with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he saved the daughters of Yisrael. Ish Mitzri, Hitzilon Miyad Oroim. So they said, when Yisrael saw that he had saved his daughters from the Roim, he said, Yashikai Chacho, Yashikaychacho. The daughter said Yashikaychacho. So Moshe Rabin says, no, Yashikaychacho. It's the Ish Mitzri, the one who I killed and made me run away. He is the one. Hitzilonim Yadroim. Murdik, isn't it? Ish Mitzri Hitzilonim Yadroim. You ask the daughter, who do you have to say Yashikaych to? You have to say Yashikaych to the daughter, to the Mitzri who I killed, who caused me, therefore, to have to run away. And because of that, I saved you. So the Ish Mitzri, the Rebbein Shem is the driver, he orchestrates everything. Half of a fella. The Mitzri is dead. He was killed. He was a Heftzer only. He was garnished. Yeah, the Medrash says that Amoshel. The Gemara Zokt in Brochus Daf Lamed Gimel that if an aroid, a certain kind of snake, bites a person, the one who gets to water first, he lives. Abchanina Medoisa was bitten by an aroid, and the water opened up in front of him, a well opened in front of him, because to show you, Loya Achet Memis, Loya Aroid Memis, or Achet Memis. Rashi Daf Lamed Gimel says that, brings it, and no, a man gets bitten by an aroid. What's he do? Oi, I better rush for water. So he rushes to the river quickly. He gets to the river and he finds a child drowning, and he saves the child from drowning. So the Medrash, the child grows up. He says, "Thank you very much for saving my life." He said, "It wasn't me. It was a snake. I wasn't going to go to the river at all, but the snake bit me, and therefore I had to go. So the snake saved your life." How for a fella? The snake, what the snake do? Yeah, that to be a vehicle, to be a tzinner, a pipe, that you can be the conduit. You are you're the postman. That's all you are. You go and say to somebody, and he says, "Oh, thank you very much. It wasn't me." I'll give you another case. You know, Reuven, we always know, Reuven was a b'choyer. And yet we find he dealt with Yosef very, very carefully. Lahatziloi, he wanted to be matzilim lahashiva el oviv. Lahatziloi se lahashiva el oviv. Laman hatziloi se lahashiva el oviv. Now, Poshet Rashi says there, because I'm the oldest, and I'll be blamed. Ob in Medrash steht moyerdi gesach. When Reuven heard Yosef's cholam, what was the cholam? Va'achad also krichovim mishtachavim li. Ui, I'm a krichov. I'm still a star. I'm still a star. That means that my tshuva of the Maisa Bilo is accepted. I've got a koros ha'tayiv. To whom? To Yosef. Why to Yosef? What did Yosef do? Yosef was a dreamer. Yosef was the one who had the nevuah. And what's I going to do with it? But Yosef was the postman. If so, I feel a koros ha'tayiv to Yosef. How can I not save him? That's the Moir Gezach. We learn from this in Divayom. Just a small pasuk. You have to look it up yourselves to believe it. Don Yosef Naftali God Va'osher. Don is mentioned. Not Don. You go up to Don. You say, "You called you. I called Yosef. My mother did, and give it over." We mention Ish Mitzri. Look how careful we have to be. You know, you walk in the street, and somebody says, "Jew." No, what do you say? Always, chutzpah, anti-Semitism, what's going on? I always say, "Thank you very much." I was once in south of Ireland, and I was walking by, says, Yeshiva Boch, I was, with a hat, and somebody looks and says, "There's a Jew." I don't know how they knew this Jew, because they'd seen Yidden there at all. "There's a Jew." And it wasn't done, gradually it wasn't done with any anti-Semitic or anything, but, "Melamed shehoyu Yisrael mitzionim shom." Said the Gornish Hulf in your English accent. You've got a Jewish nose, it won't help you. This is a fact. Be proud of it. I don't say be proud of the Jewish nose, but be proud of the Jewish. Ich bin Ayid, yeah, I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. And I'm proud of it. Who says proud of it? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ish Mitzri, Tzilonim Yadorim. We don't find Moshe Rabbeinu saying to the daughters of Yitzchak, "I'm not a Mitzri. I'm not a Mitzri." Didn't say it. I look like one. What can I do? I run from a mitzvah. I had to run. What can I do? I got a tie. I'm an Englishman. You know what I mean? I can't help it. What can I do? Ish mitzri. Oh, but that did not stand him in good stead when it came to being not buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, like Kiviyochel, a little bit of shtickler complaint. I don't understand it. Yosef lived all his life in Mitzrayim, and he gets buried in Eretz Yisrael. And me, I worked so hard for Klal Yisrael, and I don't even my bones right. I can't go to Eretz Yisrael, but my bones should go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe Shem, excuse me, when you were called Ish Mitzi, did you deny it? No. So some chesaron in what you didn't say I'm a yeshivi. But Yosef, when they said boy lie or Eved or Ivri, Ivri, they keep on calling him Ivri. And he's proud of it. Ah, you get buried in Eretz Yisrael. Was kommt ihr in Eretz Yisrael? I'm reading, it's all Medroshim. This is a Meiriger Sach. But then the lesson, not that we understand with Moshe, not we understand with Yosef, of the lesson we should learn. Jew! I say, yes. Gewaltige Sach. Man sagt, the Hamas in America, when somebody came the first time to America, they kept on calling him Jew. So he didn't know what to do with them. So he threw 10 cents at the meat shop. 10 cents. He said, why are you throwing us 10 cents? He said, you're complimenting me. So I'm paying you. So 10 cents, it cost him a dollar or two a day. Next day, he sent them, he gave them a penny. He said, I'm sorry, I can't afford it, you know what I mean? It's very good. Hey, listen, sir, if you don't pay us the 10 cents that you said, we're stopping calling you Jew. He says, well, I can't help it, I can't afford it. Well, we're not calling you that. So don't. So they didn't. That's the bullshit, you see what I mean? But in a mice, we are proud of him. When a guy calls us a Jew, so we say, thank you very much. We're from the Jewish nation. Shlach no biyad tishloch. I must tell you, I saw a Rashi. I don't know if it's my own diuk or it's. I heard this when I was learning it, but I noticed Rashi says shlach no biyad tishloch. On that alone, you can give a whole shiur. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I can't be the one to be the shliach to save Klal Yisrael. Shlach no biyad tishloch. I want to read a Rashi to you. Zok Rashi biyad tishloch. Who's that? Biyad misha torogel lishloach hu Aaron. Tov ache biyad ache shetirtzel lishloach she'ein soifi lachnisom la'oretz. I'm not taking them into Eretz Yisrael anyhow. In you Baruch HaKadosh. I'm not taking them to Eretz Yisrael. V'liya is goyalom la'osid, and to be goyalom in the future. Yeish l'cho shluchim harbe. Interesting words of Rashi. V'liya is goyalom la'osid. I won't be their goyel la'osid. What do you mean you won't be their goyel la'osid? Now I must tell you, I brought here a kinnis. Yeah, we have to remember the Chorban Beis HaMikdash the whole time. And in kinnis, it's very hard to say for kinnis. But, you know, sometimes you get to know a little bit of what's going on and you see. And who knows if Rashi is not. This comes from the Kalia. A philosopher of Kalia. Kalia is a Rishon. Could be a Tani, even say some say, but Labuzung after Arishan, or at least it's Midroshim, and Rashi seems to be Ramas to this. Rashi Zukhazoy, in Kinnah Shetazoy, it's a Kinnah, in case you want to check it, it's a Kinnah Yudalad, it starts Echo Es Ashekva Osuhu, Kalu Kisay Tsir Kishulach, Venom Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach Nobi Al Tishloch. Kima betzali lishtalach va'acharai gil'odi yishulach. I'm not going to be goyel the Yidden anyhow. It's going to be Eliyahu Novi. The way it can be understood is as though if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, that would have been the Geula. Then the Yidden would have been on a perfect height. Others say it would be dangerous then to even do Averis then with Moshe Rabbeinu, but it would have been the Geula Hasidah. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Yidden had to go into Golus, and eventually we're going to have Eliyahu HaNavi to goel us when Mashiach will come. That is the Mahalach HaDvorim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shlach Nobi Al Tishloch, why go right round the world and come with me and then do a chet and then it won't get me and they go, it's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi anyway who's going to be goel them. Fits it very well with Rashi. Rashi says, Biyad ache shetirtze lishloach she'ein soifi lachnisom la'oretz v'liyo is goyalom le'osid. Goyalom le'osid means going to be Eliyahu HaNavi anyway. So therefore, biyad shlach no biyad tishloch. Yeah. Now, one final point I want to mention, which be'emes is negea to us. How to learn of these parshas. You know, there's a famous stira that they ask. Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi that when Yaakov Avinu was nifta, hischil hashibud, the shibud started. And yet we have a medrash, which the Medrash says that Kol's man, one of the Shvatim Mekayim, Rashi says that them is in Pashas Vayiro, I think. Rashi says Kol's man, one of the Shvatim Mekayim, she Kol's man she echo min Shvatim Kayim lo hoyo shibud she nema vayomos Yosef v'chol echov v'achakach vayokom melech chodosh. Of course, when you learn the Rashi, especially in a rush straight after Shachris, when you haven't got time, you'll notice that Rashi doesn't say v'goymer, and Rashi just says v'yomos Yosef v'chol echov. If you say v'goymer, it says v'chol hador hahu, which is the whole shivim nefesh as well. Which really means we have a threefold stira here. We have a contradiction. We have when Yaakov Avinu died, that's when the shibud started, and they explain, they bring a raya to that. Yosef was very close to Pari. Pari liked him very much. And yet, when Yaakov Avinu died, and Yosef wanted to go to bury him, state Yosef said, Dabru no ba'ozne Pari lemo, please ask Pari. That I need to go to Eretz Yisrael, I need to go to Eretz Yisrael to bury my father. What do you mean, Dabru no ba'ozne Pari? Why can't you talk to Pari yourself? He had lost his influence on Pari. Why? The shibud started already, because Yaakov Avinu died. And Rashi mentions in Parshas Vayiro that one of the Shvatim, when they died. All the Shvatim died, then that was the beginning of the Shibud. And yet we have another Medrash which says that it was only 86 years before the Yetzias Mitzrayim that the 70 Nefesh died. 116 years. 116 years, that was 30 years before Miriam was born. That was the Shibud. And the Shibud had to be stronger, because that they should chap around the 430 years, five times as much. That's why sometimes you see there's Ksoros on Klal Yisrael is used to be Memaya Bias HaMashiach. There's no stira. The Shibud goes in Madreges. When Yaakov Avinu died, Hischil HaShibud. Already people didn't see the Tzaddik. We don't know what it was. They say Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Chimnashe. The goddess is that Ephraim and Menashe became Ephraim and Menashe even without seeing Yaakov Avinu. So when we give a brocha on Friday night to the children, we say Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Chimnashe. We say you should look. We know that you didn't see the Gedolei Yisrael of the previous generations, but you should be like Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe, they are the ones who became Ephraim and Menashe without seeing Yaakov Avinu. By the way, they say another pshat in Ephraim and Menashe. See, brothers always argue. You know that Avraham Avinu must have argued with Nocha properly, right? Then he had a child, Yitzchok. He argued with Yishmael, yes, of course. Then you have Yitzchak has two sons, Yaakov and Esav. I don't have to tell you that, they have to argue. And then Yaakov has 12 sons, it's an argument. And then Yosef has two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, and Menashe is the Bechor, and Ephraim comes before him, and yet they're best of friends. Yisimcha Lekim Kephraim Chemnashe, you should be brothers who don't argue for the world. Over the Meister, the Pshatri, Kephraim Chemnashe, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruva Mishim and Yuli, we don't realize the godless. So I started off with that Yosef was like Kimat one of the others. He could bring up an Ephraim and Asher without Yaakov, but it's still his Chalashibud. Then we have the next Darga, when the 12 Shvatim died. The Shvatim died, and Vaita, we have a certain loss of a connection to the previous generation. And once the Shivim Nefesh, who saw Yaakov Avinu, once they died, it's gegangen. You see, with that, it's for emphasis what they say. You always have, I must tell you, a good Hamaisa. You know, when the Medina first started in 1948, there was a lot of Tzoros that they had. People look at the Medina and say, yeah, Yalfum mentioned, Yishfum mentioned, Yal Zionist, Nish Zionist. If you read a bit of history, you'll see that the Fumayid and what they're going through today is also, it's in Ishazi Parshat. Nebuchadnezzar, they don't understand what Yiddishkeit is about, and they make Tzoros. And one of the Tzoros they made is that the Yeshiva Bochum had to go to the army. Nish Parshat. We need soldiers. Now Parshat, go explain to them a Torah. We need them. So, after a certain time, they came to the Briskel Rav Rebbe. Baruch Hashem, Zomavatl Gewein de Gezeire, und ze willen nicht de Bochum sollen gehen zu der Armee. They will nicht. They will nicht. They can nicht. They can't. They couldn't get them if they tried. They were the villainish. They decided, but you should put into their mind the villainish. They villainish, they can nicht. You know, we say in Mishaberach, we say in Mishaberach for a choyle. You say always, Refuah sa nefesh, Refuah sa guf. What's Refus HaNefesh? I mean, we all need Refus HaNefesh, so we should make a Mishaberech for everybody every Shabbos morning. We should all make a Refus HaNefesh. The answer is, why has this person got, why has a person got a machla? Why has he got something wrong with his goof? Because there's something wrong with the nefesh. That's what they explain the why being more is for your feet. Toya, your fast mare, such a fuss made about so Rivka, Rachel, and Leo, even Leo, only because she was crying, but otherwise, because they were perfection. Perfection in nefesh is perfection in goof. The first nefesh is the first goof. So, Eba Zoi, it's fine for all the kashes. You got the Yaakov Avinu. When he died, yes, there was a shtikla golos hanefesh then. A bit of golos came. So golos aguf. You know, we always think that Levi didn't work in Mitzrayim, so we're very happy about it. Levi didn't work in Mitzrayim. Ah, a toive that Paro did. Paro did a toive. They vilnish, they canonish. Levi were toira. They couldn't get them to Vayavidu Yisrael as B'nai Yisrael, Vayavidu Mitzrayim as B'nai Yisrael before. With that is for emphasis what the Balaturim says, B'choymer uv levenim, choymer is ramach evorim. I never understand what that means. Of course, if you're working, you're working with Ramach Ivorim. So what's the big deal? Choymer, Choymer is the same Le'olshis as Ramach. The answer is, as we all know, the Avrim are the mitzvahs. Ramach mitzvahs, if you do mitzvahs properly, the Rabbein Shem wouldn't, the Mitzrayim couldn't do it, couldn't make you work. So Ramach Avrim, the Pshat, they had a koyach over you. That is why the we say Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, and in fact we mention Refuas HaNefesh first. So the Eibush Helfen, Be'ez Hashem, the closer we can to be Shleimim in the Nefesh, Be'ez Hashem, we should be Shleimim in the Guf as well, and Be'ez Hashem is on Zechatayim to Shlach Novi Atishloch, Ve'achrei Gilodi Yishulach, which means that Be'ez Hashem will send us Elio Novi Moshiach Tzikin Mir Mimim. Ja, ik ben er niet.